morning.
Catch me before I got to lunch. How you doing, boss?
I'm actually amazed I found the cartridge I needed for the shower valve here for this little job I'm doing today, and I was surprised.
Some of the supply chain business is really getting stupid now. I'm telling you. I need to replace an HVAC unit down there at my office building, and they're telling me that for that particular type unit, lead time is about 30 days.
Not too bad, considering, to be honest with you.
I know a lot of this is China jerking our chain, and the other part of it is, hey, the government's paying people to sit on their butts at home.
That money, Joe Biden free money, is done ended.
Let's see, they capped it the 1st of September, and it ends the end of this month?
Done ended. I don't know when it was, I think it was September 1st, it was all cut off after, or whatever. There was no cap it, and then another 3 weeks, it was done, finished. It's done. It's been done.
Takes a little while for some of these idiots to go back and get back in the swing of things and say, oh, well, I guess I better go get a job.
This thing, all the jobs will start to get filled up now because everybody's got to go back to work, and then everybody will be complaining that they can't find a job. But there's so many jobs out there right now. If you want to work, you can work. I don't care what anybody says.
I do not know of a single business right now that's not begging for people. And I'll tell you, if you're sitting back on unemployment right now, then you're just a... But you know what? I just got to say it. Then you're just a lazy ass.
Unemployment is done ended. Unless you were working a job where you truly earned the unemployment and got laid off, then you may still be collecting unemployment. But all this pandemic unemployment for those that didn't even earn to get unemployment, because they're giving it to everybody. Didn't matter who you were, whether you worked or not, if you were unemployed, whatever, you could sign up and collect unemployment. And that's all over and done with. So the only people that are collecting unemployment are those that truly earned it, that were working for whatever, Ford Motor Company, and they shut down a plant. And now you're laid off because of that. Then you're collecting unemployment. You've been there 20 years, whatever. But if you're just riding the Joe Biden train, that's over. The Joe Biden train parked.
Oh, well, in the meantime, that's my rant for today. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to play my stuff and take it easy. Listen, how far apart does a 2-meter stick need to be from a, say, that mast, that ATAS HF antenna of mine? Can it be about 3-4 feet apart?
That's antenna.
Excuse me, I got tangled. That ATAS, A-T-A-S, automatic tuning antenna from Yaesu, the ATAS-120.
Are you just talking about a screwdriver antenna?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so in the future, just say screwdriver antenna, because there's so many different make, models, and brands. When you say ATA, B, C, D, E, F, G, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. So, and again, I don't know how you would put a screwdriver antenna up on a mast with a 2-meter above it or below it. I'm not sure how that would actually work, but... I would think a 2-meter, you know, several feet below it would probably be fine. But, again, I don't know how you're going to put a screwdriver antenna on a pole. But maybe you got a plan.
On a 4-inch wide, 1/4-inch thick piece of flat steel mounted to the side of a metal building for grounding.
Oh, then where are you going to put the 2-meter antenna?
About 3 feet out from that on the same piece of metal.
I would think you'd probably want to be, you know, 4, 5, 6 feet above it. W4DJW could probably give you an answer on that, or some of the other guys. I'm not sure. I know I've got my 2-meter 440 antenna at about 40 feet on my tower, so it's about 30 feet below my knee, and I don't have any interaction.
Well, right now, I've got my diamond. It's a 2 meter 440 diamond stick mounted about 3 feet above my Mosley, and it doesn't seem to be giving me any issues. So I'm hoping this is going to be okay. So that's part of why I needed the lift.
Land in the second tower on the side of the building now, and now you're going to put this plate and this screwdriver up there.
Yes, sir. Sure am. That screwdriver did so well. I got it out and I tested it on the back of my truck the other day without the truck running for noise issues. And my first contact right off of the bat at 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon on 20 meter was Stuttgart, Germany. So, and that's more than adequate for what I want to do down there in my shed.
Interesting experiment. Screwdriver antenna's got to be grounded good and a big ground plane, so that metal building may work real well for you. As far as interaction goes, I can't really say. My guess is if you're 3 or 4 feet away from it, I would think you would want to be above it or below it, not necessarily next to it at the same, you know what I mean? If you've got it mounted on that same plate and it's on a post or something, a pole that's up above it, 4 or 5 feet, 3, 4, 5 feet, it probably will work. I don't know, but you'll know when you put it on and key up and see what's going on.
We will find out. Okay. All right. Well, I really am back at the hacienda now, and my belly's growling. And I've been out since early this morning and didn't even get breakfast, so I'm going to go in there and feed the beast. You be careful out there running the roads, big boy. 73s. ND7J, K4, VWA, I'm clear.
I'm holding in front of my customer's house anyway. 73, ND7J, clear.
1 ABH, Kilo 1, Alpha Bravo Hotel, monitoring.